Welcome to Aberdeen! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee corporate offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Toe.
That's Bubba Guppito. He's a Canadian state. She's a bearded wonder. What?
Today, Tony.
Mercy, bro.
What's going on, dude?
How's the audio sound, Becker?
It sounds good to us. Some reports of modulation and the like. I don't even really know what that means. But hey, thumbs up in the chat if you can hear us.
Otter, how are we?
We are doing fantastic, Tony. It's Thursday Night Football Thursday.
It is Thursday Night Football Thursday. Why?
Make a stink again.
And nobody fucking plays.
What are we talking about?
The Lakers stinking. Uh-oh. Again.
I mean, they've lost two games in a row. They're not, well, actually, now it's three, but and LeBron both haven't fucking played. Trade AD. All right, there we go. That's my fucking spiel.
Knicks are back.
Huh?
Knicks are back.
Okay, Knicks are back. Knicks update from yesterday's college bowl game news stuff. Spencer Petras will miss the bowl game.
Goodbye, Petras.
Their backup has entered the transfer portal.
So we got Labia.
Padilla's in the portal.
We got Joey Labia.
Padilla thinks he can play.
So we got the third and fourth stringer battling out to start. Here's my thing. Iowa's been playing without a quarterback for 2 years. This makes no difference.
Cannot be worse.
This makes my rating on Iowa higher. Yes.
Yeah.
I rate Iowa higher now. Yeah. Missouri's got a wide receiver transfer, and obviously Levis. Who else?
Oh, Deion is coaching Celebration Bowl.
Oh, he is.
What?
Okay.
That's big.
Oklahoma's running back, who's been fucking unbelievable. Eric Gray is going to the NFL draft, so I assume he's now playing. Oklahoma State has a bunch of guys going to the portal.
What's going on?
Good question there. I don't know. I really don't know. Caleb Williams, we talked about his hamstring. Washington State's got their top three wide receivers out. Graham Mertz, also transfer portal. Won't be playing for Wisco. I don't know if that does anything for them or not.
Where do these guys think they're going?
I don't know. And Wyoming's leading receiver and top three running backs are likely out for the game.
Jeez.
So just little news for today to kick off the show for bowl season.
That's good stuff, Tony.
Yeah, well,
that's Tony Bowles.
We are deep. I've got line movement on every single fucking game right here on this sheet.
Wow,
so.
You're just doing the old manual.
Yeah, I feel like I retain it better when I write it out.
No, that's just a stone cold fact.
I've got coaches. I've got good coaches. I've got bad coaches. Mac Brown, 6-11 ATS.
All right, that's a lot though.
Toledo's coach, 0-4 ATS. Guess what Harbaugh is at Michigan? Bowl games.
500?
0-5.
0-5?
Holy shit. ATS.
Oh, no.
I should know that.
Houston.
Oh, no.
Who's at Houston?
Our
friend Dana.
Old buddy Dana.
He just, last year they did win, but that ended at, I believe, 1-6 or 0-7 straight up run.
Yep.
Mississippi State, go who's there? Mike Leach?
Yeah, Mike Leach, he's pretty good.
He's on a 2-10 ATS.
2-10?
Yeah. Oh, Bruce, you're fucking up.
Where are the good ones?
Good ones?
Give me some good ones.
Wyoming 4-0 ATS, but they're missing those people.
Yeah.
Air Force.
Still, I'm sure last year they were
Air Force and their coach, 7-2 ATS.
There we go.
Iowa.
Snake oil Ference, sells.
12-6-1 ATS.
Wow.
Snake oil sells. Bowl games. 3-0 ATS run. Yep. Oklahoma State, 5-1 ATS run, but they've got the guys missing.
Yep. This is actually where...
ATS.
Yep. Also,
and fucking that boy's on a 10-4 ATS run in bowl games.
Pat and Herbie calling the Bees and the Gators.
That'll be awesome.
That's going to be a banger.
That'll be awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, that's a little bit of bowl stuff on this Thursday before we go
into
in
your
the
bowl
weekend.
And smoke it.
Before we really ramp it up next week.
Oh, there it is. Get,
hey, there it is.
That's the end.
Perfect timing. Could put him in the bowl.
Tonight.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
6.5 Raiders at the Rams. Chuck just set it up there, and I for some reason didn't think about it earlier. This is going to be a Rams game, home game. And by Rams home game, I mean this is going to be a Raiders home game.
Oh, yeah.
The autumn wind was a Raider.
Yeah. And guess where it was strongest? In LA.
The December in LA.
Raiders home crowd. Raiders offense, I believe, has the advantage. Does their defense have the advantage? Man, I don't know. Who's playing quarterback for the fucking Rams? If you want to do props or sides or whatever, Rams have the number 4 ranked rushing defense. So maybe not Jacobs' best night. Maybe not. Not good against the pass, though. 23rd against the pass. So maybe look at some Derek under overs. Sorry. On the other side, Vegas also good against the rush, top 10. And their pass defense is 29th. But do the Rams have the quarterback to make them pay or the weapons to make them pay? I don't know. I'll lay the 6.5 with the Raiders. I'm going to probably take Derek Carr over 250 passing yards. Yeah, those are my two bets. Raiders 6.5, Derek Carr over 250 passing yards.
The only thing that scares me is the Rams covering against the Seahawks last week.
Yep, they did look better.
Yes, they did. And I'm taking the Raiders for the exact same reason, so it scares me even more, pal.
I don't like to do this. I don't do this often, but let's have some fun tonight. Over 42.5.
Ooh. Yeah, let's go.
Oh, wow. A Thursday night primetime over.
Here we go. Here we go.
What's love the backyard, it boys?
I mean, I'm gonna be all over the Raiders minus the 6.5.
We're
think
fucked.
Whoa.
Not because of you. I'm saying because 73%. I like it. He likes it. We're fucked.
I know everybody and their mom is on this, but I usually like to go against the trends on that. Usually I think that Vegas always wins. What do I say, Tony? They always have the chandeliers.
You started that saying.
That is a saying that I made up. But I mean, let's just keep it simple. Keep it simple, keep it smart. Play the Raiders minus the 6. Let's go.
Okay. Bursey Burse.
I too. I'm on the Raiders laying the 6. I mean, I think that they're playing so well off the back of these two OT wins that you can grade them as high as you may have had them preseason. So I'm on the Raiders. I love it a lot. I also absolutely love the boost with Jacobs and Adams to combine for 2+ touchdowns. I also have a same game parlay where it's just Adams to score, Josh Jacobs to score, both from 70+, and the Raiders laying 6.5. I think it's a chalky night, a public night.
Very chalky.
And kind of buyer beware as we turn to the Sunday slate after.
You know what I say?
After this kind of piece of bacon.
You know what I say?
Yep.
You know, it's bowl season.
Yep.
Which bowl team would we be on? The one coming in fucking 3 nice wins in a row or fucking 6 straight losses?
That's a good point.
We're cooked.
And the Rams is the team that all their stars are transferring and sitting at.
Yeah. This has got to be the worst Super Bowl hangover in
it is
modern times.
It doesn't got to be. It is. Statistically, it is. Record-wise, it is. Boost tonight. AJ's boost. I actually really like it.
I love it.
Big fan of AJ's boost tonight. It is Davante Adams and Josh Jacobs.
Sorry, everybody.
Jesus. Davante Adams and Josh Jacobs to combine for 2+ total touchdowns. So that means they could have one each. Davante could have 2. Jacobs could have 2. We haven't gotten into this type of boost yet in this office, and I've been waiting for one like this.
Custom.
Yeah, I like this one. Off, especially that off it's, the board. It's between the both of them. They both don't.
Normally the boost is off the rack. This one is custom.
Yeah, this one's custom made, tailored to us, to our needs.
There's also a. Ooh! Cross sport boost.
Whoa!
Oh, twist my arm, Tony.
Derek Carr, 200+ passing yards. Wide. Jokic, 20+ points.
Wide.
Damian Lillard, 20+ points.
Wide.
Plus to 170.
Wide. I love it. I also, just a point I think from earlier in the week, but how about the fact that the Seahawks was the same spread without the question mark at quarterback as the Raiders are right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's bananas.
Fucking crazy. Fucking, hey, bananas world. We're living in a bananas world, my friend.
Bananas.
Okay. We good for tonight on that?
Yep. I think so.
Pal, you want to do footy for tomorrow?
Yeah. For Croatia, Brazil, There's no point, and you can't do anything with Brazil. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. Okay. Let's go both teams to score on that one, Tony. I like that.
Love it.
And then I got a feeling about this Dutch squad.
Shit, me too. The way they looked on fucking last Saturday.
Yeah, I'm. I think they can play on the counter. I don't think they need the ball. They proved that against the States. I like the Netherlands money line here, or to qualify, as they say. I like the Netherlands to knock off Argentina tomorrow, Tony.
Hell yeah. I obviously love Croatia 5-1 on it now. It's off the 490. I think they're a live dog. Modric teammates with a lot of the Brazil guys. So maybe look into that and maybe stay away from those guys to score, because Modric is essentially, you know, the assistant head coach of the Croatia team and will have the boys dialed to tendencies of his teammates. I also just think, like, you could probably go with draw, 90-minute draw, plus 400 with Croatia to advance in the penalties and kind of play it that way. And then I'm with you with the Dutch boys.
Brucey, you got a meeting here in a couple minutes. Do you like anything in college basketball or NBA so we can get you hired?
I do not. No hardwood for me. Just
you go do your...
Just the Las Vegas Raiders.
You go do what you got to do, okay?
Yep. Enjoy the wind chill here as it comes around.
You see this?
That's a helmet. What's that
helmet? Whose helmet is it?
There's Maverick's helmet.
See that thing?
Exactly.
That thing's fucking beautiful.
Goddamn, it's fucking freezing.
Where? Back there?
Yeah.
It's like, you guys said it's hot back there all the time.
No. It just got really fucking cold.
Nicky Skate's taking over the board for Raldi. See you, Bruce. Thank you, Bruce. Yeah, I've added some additions. The Gladiator. The Maverick. How do you feel about it,
Ralph? Turn that helmet.
Which one?
Or I guess you can't. I guess the other one. But I guess you need it that way for...
The Mav?
Yeah. That looks sweet now.
Oh, the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been sitting in my locker. I forgot to fucking bring it out.
You should just wear that at all times, I feel like.
It's a little tight. It's a little tight, if we're being honest. Pal, what do you think about CBB tonight?
Duquesne Dukes.
Fuck yeah. 7-1. Duquesne Dukes.
Money line at home against Marshall. This should be a banger. I like the Dukes.
Marshall's pretty good too, huh?
Yeah, it's a short favorite. The Dukes should be a good one.
Hell yeah.
I like UMass money line over UMass Lowell. Another fucking big matchup between those two. I'm laying 3.5 with Iowa to knock off Iowa State. Iowa's at home. I think they bounce back after a tough loss to Duke. And I'm also laying 4.5 with Michigan at Minnesota.
Thank you, pal. Nicky never, ever turns that mic off.
You don't say.
Well, now.
Oh, did it break?
You don't say.
There you go.
Yeah, you hear that little buzz right there?
Oh, I hear the buzz.
Actually, it's not too bad, whatever you just did.
I didn't do anything.
Okay, good talk. Fucking fucking good talk. NBA, Mitt, before we go to hockey.
There are only three NBA games tonight, sorry, as my phone unlocks.
Every time.
Here, well, Tony, I have it on save battery mode because there was one time that my phone was dead.
Nobody cares. All give us the picks. Right.
The Clippers are playing on a back-to-back. They're going to Miami.
Write a book.
So, all right.
Jesus Christ, Carmine. The puck drops in fucking 30 minutes.
I mean.
Come on.
Let me just Carmine get to him. Christ.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me get kicking the football.
Battle through adversity,
I mean,
dude.
Fuck. Miami is -6. I'm taking Miami. The Clippers are playing on a back-to-back going into Miami.
That's what they say.
Yeah, it is. And then Denver is, I think, also playing on a back-to-back, but they're going into Portland. I like Jokic to get really his due tonight. I just think that the Portland Trailblazers big men stink. I think that the Denver Nuggets are going to win. They are +1.
You're like fucking Mr. Freeze and Batman.
Melting.
Yeah, it is hot as fuck back here every single
day. You
got to
keep the door open all day long. Nick, ice tonight. How do we feel?
Open the damn door, Mitt. Hey, we won a couple games last night.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
People, probably fucking as the DeBoer magic.
People aren't talking about it. Oh, DeBoer, we got a game tonight for DeBoer. Start us off, Tony. Where are we going? Nashville, Tampa?
Let's start in Tampa. The Preds are going to Tampa. Tampa's minus 184.
Yeah, big favorites. Preds are hot, though. They've won three in a row. I'm not going to touch it for that very reason. Tampa's a good team, obviously, and hey, they got a tough barn to play in, but the Preds are finding it a little bit. Finding it. UC Saros, good goaltender. Gonna stay away from this one.
Okay. Now, let's go to the jewel of Canada. Let's go up to Toronto. Okay?
Yep.
Kings. Oh, also 184. Interesting. That's weird.
Why?
Preds Lightning is plus 152 Preds, minus 184 Lightning. Kings Leaf is plus 152 Kings, minus 184. Leafs, like they have the exact same handicap on these fucking four teams.
I know. I should look at what the line is now. I look at it at what I got it at earlier, which was 182 and 150. I'm on Toronto. They're 9-0-3 in their last 12. Getting good goaltending from Matt Murray or Ilya Samsonov, who it's going to be tonight. The Kings have a goaltending problem. The Kings can score. They just can't keep pucks out of their own net. So if it goes, they want to play, up and down the ice.
Sure.
Toronto can do that. If they want to lock it down a little bit,
sure.
Toronto can do that. Give me the Leafs.
Vlad, you on the Leafs?
No, thank you.
You on the Lightning?
No, thank you.
You on the Panthers?
No, thank you.
Wings at Panthers.
He's a disciplined man. Detroit, 6-2-2 in their last 10 games. Let me ask you guys this.
Sure.
Does 6-2-2 sound better than 6-4? Because for betting purposes, it's the same thing. So
yeah, you're right.
Wait, what?
Well, because
the third one is the overtime loss.
Overtime loss, but you get a point.
Yeah, so you get a point in standings,
but not in gambling,
but not in your checkbook, not in your deposit.
No, you
what do you call
not.
It? In your fucking account, Nick. In your fucking account. I'm staying away from this one, too. Florida's figuring it out a little bit, too. Their offense is starting to boom a little bit. Matthew Tkachuk's up there. He's top 10 in points in the NHL. Florida, Big Bob.
Sure.
Not good this year.
Oh, no.
Spencer Knight is starting to flounder
a little bit. Wow, what happened?
Bad news in Florida right now, my
Florida,
friend.
Big time favorites on home ice. They're 6-2-3 at home. But for our purposes, they're 6-5 at home, so there's no real advantage there. Staying away from this one.
Okay. The Jets are going to the Blues.
Yeah. Give me the Jets. They won 5-6. I know they're on the road now, but Connor Hellebuck, great goaltender. They play well in front of them. Tommy Greiss is in that for the Blues.
Lad, does that mean you're on the peg?
Greissman in between the pipes.
Does that mean you're on the peg? Are you on the peg too?
Jets money line, absolutely.
Yeah, the Blues, their last 8 games, listen to this, they've allowed an average of 5 goals a game. Yikes. So, give me the peg.
Yikes. Oh, yeah. And the matchup of the night. Sens are at the Stars.
Lad.
Easy money, Texas hockey, 60-minute line. Pete's got the fucking boys buzzing.
Do you concur?
We're going to the cop. You heard him say it, my friend.
Ottawa, good value. They've won 4 of their last 6. Whoa. Plus 160 here now. What is it at now? Is it moved though? Is it still 168? Texas hockey, they've lost 4 of their last 6.
Oh, no.
But Lad is right at Texas Hockey Moneyline. We had Pete DeBoer on That's Hockey Talk last night. The boys are buzzing. They will be fired up and ready to go.
Thank you, Raulty.
Good luck, boys.
Reminder, the boost. Hawk time! Two plus combined touchdowns for Jacobs and Devontae Adams.
Together. Together.
It's a gooder. Anything else?
Together.
Anything else? Okay, puck's dropping.
Hell yeah.
Picks Friday tomorrow, boys.
Hell yeah.
Just NFL. Everything else. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Fucking Army Navy.
England's got the master plan to beat France. We're good.
All right.
Written in the stars.
Everyone, good luck tonight. Everyone, God bless tonight. Hammer.
Nailed it.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah!